All right, my sweet, welcome to today's Divine Living Podcast on why all your clients don't need to be ideal clients. And they're not all going to be anyways, so can we just take a step into reality? Yes, today's podcast is sponsored by Divine Direction Domination, the brand new program that Danelle Delgado and I are hosting starting at the beginning of January 2022. To help you create the dominant thoughts that will create the reality of your dreams. It's an elite mastermind. You can check it out in the show links at divineliving.com/domination.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Okay, I just got off an amazing, amazing, amazing private client session. I do work with a handful of private clients at any given time. So if you're interested in that, you can always check me out at divineliving.com/the mentorship. We'll put that link in the show notes as well. And anyways, something so profound came from this client call that I had to turn it into a podcast episode. And this particular private client is in need of slash desiring a cash injection. We get her, right? We get her, queen. And so we were taking a look at the specific amount of money. So if you need a cash injection, this is also your podcast episode. So I took a look at the specific amount of money she needed for a very specific purpose. She had a unexpected bill come in. And here, just so you can track me, I'll give you some of the specifics. She had an unexpected bill that she realized was going to be due by the end of the month. And she didn't want to pay it. She could pay it, but she was not going to feel comfortable with her bank account balance having paid it. And I was like, well, how's it going to feel if you don't pay that bill? And she, you could see her almost getting a little excited. She's like, well, I never thought about not paying the bill. And I was like, hold, please. I was like, how does it feel not paying the bill on the agreed timeline? And she's like, oh. Well, not so great. And I was right. Integrity or lack of integrity can be a real energy drain versus making money is fun and money is a renewable resource. So how about you just make the decision you're paying the bill on the agreed amount timeline and you're going to go give yourself a cash injection and recoup that amount of money. You're just moving energy around, right? Money is currency. Currency is energy. You're going to move some energy towards that bill, and then you're going to move other energy into your bank account. It's all good. It's all good. She's like, wah, wah, okay. And so we started to take a look at what would be the easiest, most pleasurable way for her to make some money. And so she has a business, and so she's like, well, if I were to work with some former clients, that could be easy and sell a couple packages. So I was like, all right, so what kind of packages do you want to sell? She's like, I'm going to sell 5 gram packages. And I was like, well, is that a bit of a stretch or does that feel easy, no brainer? She's like, a bit of a stretch. And I was like, all right, well, what would feel like an easy no brainer? She's like, 4 grand. And I was like, okay, well, 2 packages at 4 grand covers your bill. So thank you, universe, for the easy math. Great. So we started to take a look at, and I could just see the way her mind was finding every way for this to be difficult. I want the price point to be 5 grand, not 4 grand. And then it was like, all right. And then it was like, but what do I say to these people? I haven't talked to them in a while. And I was like, just how I would talk to you. We'll call her Jane. I'm like, hey, Jane, long time no talk. Hope you're doing great. Curious as to how, whatever it is she's worked with them on the past, you know, how that is going in your life. I wanted to reach out because I'm doing a holiday special for some packages for those that are wanting to set themselves up for the new year, and you came to mind, thought of you. She's like, wow, that doesn't really sound salesy. I'm like, it's not. So then she was like, well, I'm from another country, and do I, you know, they're used to me charging in US dollars, but they're most of them are from this other country. So like, what if, like, which currency do I charge? It's like every angle the brain kept trying to get difficult. I'm like, take the path of least resistance. You know, it's like with the currency conversion, she would actually need 3 to 4 clients to make her $8,000 US bill. I'm like, do it. You're going to be of service to twice as many people now. You're going to get more experience and you're going to get this bill paid, which is what's important to her. Of course, being of service is also, and let's be real, like she has a motivation to get this money recouped and she knows that what she does is by definition of great, great service. Okay, great. So it's like, you can do your reach outs and then how else could you sell 3 to 4 of these packages? So she had about 10 to 15 people she could be in contact with. And then it was like almost deer in headlights. It was like, well, what else do I do? And I was like, well, what else? And she's like, well, I've actually been talking to some people recently. They're like, you should be a coach. She's like, maybe I should reach out to them. Great. Yes, Jane. What else? And I'm like, do you got an email list? She's like, not really. It was like, okay, so, but you have the emails of the people you've worked with. She's like, yes. I'm like, email them. She's like, email them and call them. I was like, yes. Sometimes people see a text. Sometimes people see an email. When you send out an email and then follow it up with a text, be like, hey, Jane, been thinking about you. How are you? How's it been since we've last been in touch? Hey, I wanted to let you know, I just sent out an email about this, but you've come to mind. So I wanted to reach out. Like, it's just natural business conversation, nothing salesy. She's like, okay. I'm like, how else could you reach these clients? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm going to lovingly invite you into 2021. And she's like, oh, social media. I'm like, right. See, and so for any of you looking for a cash injection, especially right now during the holidays, do not overthink this. Don't make it more difficult. Pick a package. Make the price point, you know, as easy of a no-brainer that you can get excited. Like when she was like, oh, well, if I do this in the currency of my country and even offer a 2-pay plan, this is like, she's like, yes, 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 yes. And then she gets to the end of the session, which is basically the reason for this podcast. She goes, but what if all of those clients that I worked with before weren't ideal clients? Do I reach out to all of them anyways? And I'm a firm believer in everyone always gets a choice in business. But here's what I said. A, it depends on how important this $8,000 cash injection is for you. Second, I have had the blessing of working with just countless ideal clients. One of my favorite clients, Kate Taylor, I always called them dreamboat clients. Like I've had so many, oh my gosh, she's amazing. I like get off the sessions, just so just fulfilled, all of it. They are not who have taught me the most. They are not who I have learned the most from. The truth is, the turkeys, the boundary busters, the entitled ones, the one, like all of those clients made me the coach that I am today. All the ones that were just easy, they were enjoyable, they were pleasurable, and you have to have at least the right ratio, I told her. You have to have enough ideal clients to keep your faith in humanity, because the non-ideal clients do have the ability to suck the life out of you. But they will also be the ones that can really teach you and really train you and really help you become your best, because they're going to challenge you. They're going to trigger you. They certainly have me. You know, I didn't always speak the truth in love. And these clients who like got me triggered and had me say things that I'm not proud of, well, guess what? I now can speak the truth in love a lot more than I used to. And clients that used to overtake and overstep their boundaries, I am amazing at boundaries now. And it's not because of the clients who got off their coaching call at the right time. It's the ones that always had to bring up something 30 seconds before the call ended. Like, and when I say something, I'm talking about like major something. So I just wanted to put this out there in case you're getting a little too perfectionistic about your marketing, your client base, your decision making. I could just see how this client was like making selling 3 to 4 packages unnecessarily difficult. She can go be of service, help other people, bring in money, feel great about herself, and This doesn't have to drag into January. This doesn't have to drag into February. Unless she lets it. And she really got it. She really got it's a decision. You know, we had our coaching session on, what, Thursday? If you're reaching out to former clients, this could be one and done by Monday. Like, making money does not have to take long. You just need to be available for sometimes a broader scope and a broader perspective. And she was like, at the end of the session, she felt so much relief because she was like, Gina, this is a paradigm shift. She's like, I have never, ever, ever thought about it being okay to work with non-ideal clients. She's like, all the marketing out there is like, attract ideal clients and all that. She's like, I think I was putting so much pressure on myself just to get the ideal client. When you just gave me permission, like, go work with whoever and you're going to learn and move on. Like, it's all good. It's all good. So this is what I want for you, Queen. If you need a cash injection, you just want a cash injection, you don't have to wait for January for all that to come in. There's a lot of time left in December. So don't make money making difficult. Don't get overly perfectionistic about that ideal client. And also, don't think that you need to grow and expand and get a different viewpoint all from yourself. It's never going to happen that way. This client would never have the relief that she has, the plan that she has, the permission, the self-permission that she has, or the new perspective that she has if she wasn't in high-level mentorship. So if you are looking for high-level mentorship and a super elite mastermind, I want to invite you to come join me and my dear friend Danelle Delgado for the Divine Direction Domination Mastermind. I could not be more lit up or excited about this. I am obsessed with learning how to create new dominant thoughts that create the reality of my dreams. Like, I am not into massive action. I am not into overworking. I am not into the hustle and the funnels and all like the strategy stuff. Like, I am in such a different place in my life. And if that is you, come join us. We're going to start in January. We've got a virtual one-day retreat where we're going to kick it off. There are weekly calls alternating with me and Danelle every other week. You get the best of both worlds with us. And then we get to finish it off at the Ritz in Cancun on the ocean at the beginning of April. Like, this is going to be the most just exclusive, high-powered, just elite mastermind of your dreams. The women who have signed up already are incredible, super high level women. I think I shared this in another podcast. One of the women just DM'd me. She just crossed the 7-figure line. Like, these are women with successful businesses. These are other women that are just starting out in business, but we have a common ground. And the common ground is we know that we are queens. We know that we are meant for more. And we know that there is a drastically different way to attract prosperity, opportunities, love, goodness into our lives so that we can be the contribution that we are created to be. So if you would like to come join us for that, it's limited to 35 women only. So click on the link in the show notes, divineliving.com/domination. Reserve your seat and then go out. Do your cash injection for December. Know that you are totally lined up with the best of the best for January. And I will look forward to seeing you there. All right. So the moral of the story is you don't always have to work with ideal clients. And in fact, if you do, you will not grow as much as really being available to work with the people that you're meant to work with. Lots of love, Queen. My goodness, how much did you love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.